Well, it is good to see everyone today. It's been quite an eventful week, really, with the celebration of the 4th of July and days off for some people and storms passing through. It's been a very, very eventful week, and you just never know what's going to happen. And it's always pleasing to meet with God's people and be able to see each other. I'm passing out a worksheet that I put together to hopefully be helpful with the message I prepared today. I want to speak about something that we all have experience with. I know a month ago we celebrated Father's Day, and my father passed away recently, and I've been doing a lot of reflecting, a lot of study and looking into the role of a father. So we're going to look at that a little bit today. We will look at some specific instructions that God gives to fathers, and then we will reflect upon the influence that fathers have and can have and have had on each one of us. So though you may not be a father, you have been influenced by a father, and you probably have memories of how that influence was. In my family, we played a lot of board games. A lot of teaching occurred from playing games together as a family. One of the things we did was a lot of word games. And one thing that I do a lot when putting messages together or using things is I will use acrostics or letters to guide a message or something to put my study around. And if you'll notice on the handout, for those at home or on the internet, what I did was just take family and use that as the heading of the sheet. Because you really can't talk about fathers and a father's role without talking about family. And then I broke that down for me, a meaning that has, and you may use other words. And the purpose of this worksheet isn't just a listing that I put together, but something that you can use for yourself of using these different letters to remember, to review how your fathers influenced you, influences they've had upon you, things they've taught you. You may remember words that they would say and bring back at all the times. So for the F in family, that stood for fathers. A would be and mothers, interacting lovingly, and then yielding to God. That was my thoughts regarding the family and what my family time, what influences family had upon me, and just a way of using those letters. Now, as we talk about the role that the father plays in a family and in a relationship that he has with his children, then you can fill in words that begin with F or A or M. If you think about the Father's Day cards that are quite often sent out, you will see a lot of reference to faithfully, supporting, loving, different influences that they have had upon you. And when you fill out, sometimes you have to use a little liberty with words. Caring is often put about in fathers, and you can see caring with words that you can put in these letters. So feel free to write different things that maybe your father has said to you that have influenced you. You know, I thought one thing, like you may have had a father that tell you when you would ask questions or do something, forget about that, you know, forget about it, don't do that. I heard that sometimes growing up, you know, different personalities teach or influence in different ways. L, I know one thing we heard a lot, listen. You know, listen to your parents, listen to your mom. I'm quite sure that everybody had probably heard that from their parents also. Well, those are little reminders, little influences that you can put down. And we will look in God's Word and we will see some of those as we fill out our sheets, as we work on the different influences that Father has. He gives us specific instructions, and one that may pop into your mind as we read quite often. God gives instructions in Deuteronomy 6. And we will look at that, Deuteronomy 6, and we'll read verses 4 to 7, where God is instructing for the families, for his people, directions to lead that family. Deuteronomy 6 and verse 4, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." So when you think of hearing, of course, that would fit under listening. So God is telling his people, and fathers tell us, influence us, by telling us to listen. "You shall love the Lord your God." So the L column gets filled in right away. Love. Love God and love with all your soul, with all your strength. If you think about a father's influence, what fathers try to influence their families to do in different ways is to love each other, to live a life filled with love, listening to God, following God's way. Two influences that fathers are specifically instructed to do. "And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk to them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." I think that's a pretty good description of the influence that father has on family. I know in my life there are many opportunities we had to be influenced. Family does not contain the letter T, but you can use I for instruct. Rather than teaching, instructing. Instructions came from my father at many, many different times. It's not always lecturing, preaching, sitting down and talking through things. They came while we played games. When you're playing a board game with the family, especially with smaller children, many lessons are taught. How to win or how to lose. How do you handle losing? Failure, how do you handle that? You can learn those things from board games and, taking opportunity of things that occur. We would do camping trips or trips to a park or trips that seemed just not what I really wanted to do as a child, trips to museums. But they were very instructive times. And most generally, they became fun times, enjoyable times. Different opportunities that fathers have to influence the attitude, the approach, the learning, the horizon that you look at, the way that you see the world from your experiences, from your interacting with different opportunities. And we see that in the scripture. You talk about teaching God's way of love, of the proper way to live, the proper outlook to have in all the activities you have, where you walk, in the way, when you lie down, when you sleep, all the different things that you have had opportunity to do can be influenced positively. And in my life, I had a lot of that. My father was very good about exposing his family to many different opportunities. So that would go under instruct, under the letter I. You can see that in specific instructions that God gives. Also, we talked about listening, about loving. And also you could talk about communicating, which would go under a letter L. You could fill that in for language, communication, language skills. Not one of my strengths, communicating, expressing feelings, doing a lot of those things, but they're an important role that fathers have to play. When we look at the role of a father, this isn't a message about do's and don'ts or a perfect role that everybody should fit this exact style of doing things. It doesn't work that way, and life doesn't work that way. But families are very, very important to God. And at the start of this message, I do want to touch on that a little bit, how important the family, and of course, the father's role is in the family, how important that is to God. That comes out very clear in Malachi chapter 4. And in looking at verses 5 to 6, it's talking about the great day of God and the great day of God coming, the day of the Lord coming. And it tells us an important step that is going to happen. And we'll look at verses 5 to 6 in Malachi 4. "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. In verse 6, he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. That's something that's going to occur before the great day of the Lord, the coming of the end of the age, the events that we look forward because they will usher in the coming kingdom of God, the millennial rule of Jesus Christ on earth. But here we see that it's important. The hearts of the fathers will be turned to the children and vice versa. We live in an age that drives divisions, walls, between families, between children and their fathers, and vice versa. It is so easy to get wrapped up in individual perspective and life. You know, families can spend their time on their cell phone and not together, not building that time, not having the heart for each other. Not that you can't communicate, can't use that tool well in positive ways, but there are so many opportunities to divide the connection between fathers, children. And here it's important enough to God that he is going to send teacher, an Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. We live in an age where the meanings of family, the meanings of father, mother, role, the meanings of biology, what sex and you are, is being confused and trampled on. God is not an author of confusion. And, you know, some truths you can debate, you can argue, but that's not going to change any of the things that are going on in the world and what people are doing. And it's quite clear from God's word the roles that we have to play and that God created roles. The unfortunate thing is that as human beings, as physical fathers, as mothers, as children, we manage to mess up the roles that God created quite easily. And we have not been able to live up to the perfect roles. But God does give us teaching, instruction, direction, things that we can all work on. It's a big thing to be an influencer in today's world through social media, through other medias, the sports, it's a big thing to be an influencer. We heard in the message how Satan is a roaring lion and he is influencing the world greatly around us. His thoughts, his ways, his way of looking at the way life ought to be, and generally focused on selfishness, self-centered, self-focus. And we heard about that in the message, the battle that we all face. And we struggle with ourselves to try to become, to overcome that direction and look at the benefits of godly families and filling our roles in a godly fashion. In Genesis 2:24, we see the beginning of family. Genesis 2, we're all familiar with this. It's a pretty simple statement. It says, therefore, man shall leave his father and mother after they were created, and God put them in the Garden of Eden and created woman from man. Then he put them together and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. So a new family is being created when there's marriage, when there's family. And man leaves his father and mother and starts a new family. So these roles grow, spread, and people are created and experience the different seasons of life and the different roles. I'm a father, but I was also a son, and I have son, grandson, and granddaughters. And we play different seasons at different times. But the positive traits, the positive influences that father's role plays is something that applies to everyone. And as we study these, we see it's not just the father that is to be like this, but it's that he is responsible for spreading that way of life, these positive traits. And as we look further, we see they become the traits that are of our Father, our Heavenly Father. And that's the father's role, is to teach, to instruct, to build a new family and spread that. Because That is God's plan. That is God's goal. He desires godly offspring. And that's a scripture that you can find in Malachi. That is what God is doing, is seeking godly offspring. And the Father's role is important in that. In speaking of this new family, he gives us instructions in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 that we're well familiar with. In Ephesians 5, verses 22-23, of course, it talks about wives submitting to your husband as to the Lord. Once again, tying that family relationship back to the godly relationship. For the husband is head of the house, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Of course, that has been misused many, many times. What does that mean? What does the submitting mean? Is it an authoritarian rule? But it tells us clearly, as Christ is head of the church. So we have an example of loving from Christ being the head of the church. Christ who sacrificed his life for all of those to redeem them. Christ who taught. We also have many examples of the patience that Jesus Christ had with his apostles, his disciples, and in our lives we see God's patience with us. Those are the traits. That is how the husband, who the father role, is to act. Those are the traits he is to use, to spread. So those specific instructions are given. Looking a little further down in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, we're given some more specific instructions, and this specifically for fathers. In verse 4, Ephesians 6, verse 4 tells us, "And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath." What does that mean to you? I have to think about to myself, I mean, what upsets me, provokes me to being upset, angry, and some of the things that provoke me and that I would guard against as filling a role of a father is to be ignored. That would provoke me to have a request, have a need, and to see that ignored. That would be something that could provoke me. And fathers have to guard against that. It's very easy, especially when children are small, to hear a request that really may not be that important. But to the child, it is very, very important. And it's important as fathers that we sometimes have to look back from the big picture and involve ourselves in the minute that, you know, this is very important to this child. Don't ignore it. And then you have to deal with it in different ways. But we can't pretend to talk and carry on and not take it seriously. And that's so easy to happen. And that would be one way to provoke to wrath, by ignoring a problem, a need, or even making them feel ignored as a person. You have to take attention, be aware and listening and caring if you're not going to ignore them. Another thing that might provoke, I know it provokes children to wrath, and I know it provokes most of us to wrath, when we're treated unfairly. Something happens and, you know, we feel, well, that's not fair, you know. And many times it's not. It's a reality in life that life isn't always fair. But we're given instruction here as fathers. Guard against that. Be careful. We will never physically be perfect at that. But that is something that we have to guard against. A specific teaching that we don't want to provoke children to anger. What about there are children who are abused, and that does provoke anger, wrath, problems. There's many ways of abuse. Verbally abusing has a tremendous effect on the future of a child and the future of a relationship that is being damaged between a father, a child, or with anybody in honesty. Provoking to anger by abusing verbally or even physically abusing would provoke to wrath. And here we're given specific instruction in God's Word, something we have to guard against as fathers. So those are some specific directions given and shown to us. I also wanted to include in the importance of father's role to God in the book of Psalms and in chapter 68. When we fill out charts like this or look at words like this, it always reminds me of the Psalms, because many of the Psalms are written in the Hebrew language, but they use letters, they use words to get across points, studies, topics. And here in Psalm 68, let's just look at, this is a chapter praising God, the glory of God and his goodness to Israel. Let's look at verses 4 and 5, where it says, "Sing to God, sing praises to his name, extol him who rides on the clouds by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him." So have that close relationship and rejoice in it. In verse 5, "A father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy habitation." Many times God steps in through different ways and gets that role of the father through. There are situations where there's fatherless people, there's families without fathers, but God steps in and can provide that role. He will provide the needs, the instructions, the teaching, the caring. Nobody is without a father. They have a heavenly father, a father in heaven who will take care of them and does care about them. It's very important to God, the families and that father's role. And it's applicable to everybody. I wanted also to point out, we'll take the time to look at the fruits of the Spirit. You all know where that is in Galatians 5 and verse 22. And we can use those fruits to look at the things that the Father is teaching, instructing, trying to fit them into our chart. And we will find that many of those traits that have been taught to us have been instructed, and the legacy that is left behind by a father are contained in those fruits of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, 22 is one of the listings of those fruits. But the fruit of the Spirit, God's Holy Spirit, God's character, our Father's nature, his Spirit, that he gives to us to change us and help us overcome, to mold us into the family he is trying to build. The fruits of that Spirit are love. We already talked about that. You obviously could give a whole sermon on love, on God's love, on how to show love, on examples of love that we have. Love, joy. Joy is another thing that fathers try to teach. Having fun, there are many ways to do that. There's joy in laughter. You may be able to put laughter on your, fill in your chart. I know that's one of the most memorable times that families have together, is the times that you laugh together, that you have fun. It may be a funny television show, a funny comedy, something funny that happens, or just something that you enjoy doing. Learning to snow ski together or something, falling down and struggling and then overcoming that, sometimes brings out laughter and enjoyment. But being able to enjoy things is part of a father's role, providing opportunities to his family members to bring joy, to enjoy life. You enjoy beautiful walks in God's nature. Many families take advantage of the opportunity and get joy from going to a zoo and visiting. Zoos bring out a lot of different responses. God is a varied creation of beautiful animals. Some of them are very funny when you watch them play. Monkeys react, climb, interact with each other, chase each other. And animals bring a lot of joy and memories. Another thing that fathers have to do, another role fathers play, is bringing memories for his family, positive opportunities, the zoo, the park, learning opportunities, teaching your children to ride a bicycle. I have a lot of memories they're not always positive all the way through, but in the end result, it's very rewarding, very encouraging. It instills confidence. That's another role of a father's job. Fits very well in family under I. Instill confidence in your children, in your family. That, of course, is different for everybody. But when you lack confidence in life, it's very hard to have joy. It's very hard to express love, interacting comfortably with people. Instilling confidence within children is a very important thing. And if you think back about your father working with you, teaching you, it builds confidence when you accomplish things. You know, one of the things that occurs quite often, you think of dad playing catch with his son. And you see that in movies, you see different things. And you take that for granted, and it doesn't seem like a very big thing. Daughters learn cooking skills, learn sporting skills. They learn from their mom, from their dad, from different opportunities. But working together, providing those opportunities, teaching, instructing, guiding the emotions, the overcoming spirit, it instills confidence, teaches skills, builds memories, all things that are important in a father's role. And of course, when we think about different things that fathers teach, you can look at the letter M. Where do we get our moral code from? Of course, we're here. We strive to get our moral code from God's Word. And many of our fathers had a big part in teaching those roles. But the morals that we live by, how we live our life, those are passed on from the father, the mother, to the children, to the family. The moral code of the family is really set by the father's role. Do you stick to living godly life? Do you practice godly principles? Is it okay to take things that I want, whether they're mine or not? You could also include that in your list under family, under the letter Y. One of the first things you learn from fathers, from mothers, is yours. That's yours, that's mine. You know, one of the first things that as parents you go through is, that's mine, I want that. You learn as children how to handle that, how to be comfortable with that, something that applies really throughout your whole life. You learn that as children from your parents in things that don't seem to matter that much. Little things, little details. That's the roles that fathers play, and in reality, mothers, everybody passes those roles on. And they teach morals. They teach and instill the morals within children, within their families. The father's role is to guide the moral code of the family. There are many things as you go through. Sticking with the letter M, you can think about, what did your father teach you? What skills did you learn or were tried to teach us? I didn't always pick up on some of those lessons. You learn them later if you get through life, as you go through life. But there are many things that fathers are responsible for passing on. How do you deal with money? How do you deal with that? Fathers play a role in teaching children how to manage money, teaching the value of money and how to handle that. And there are many different ways fathers and parents do that, and they're not all the same for everybody, and they don't always work or always work the same. But we all know and experience God's teaching to tithe. And we strive to teach our children to show them the blessings that come from tithing. There are many different ways, teaching children to save for something they really want. They're all lessons that I remember as a child, influences that I then had tried to pass on with my family, and they try to teach their children, influences that affect how you live. And you don't think that much about it when you're a child and you're listening, you're hearing, or even as you're teaching as a parent. it's kind of common sense and it's kind of a need, but they're very important roles that you're filling that are important for your children to know. Think about the people who grow up never ever learning how to handle money and the problem it creates in their lives. You know, as long as you have a credit card, just charge it up. It can happen. It creates a lot of other problems if they don't have a foundation from that. So under M, we can have morals. We can have money. One of the other important M's that the father's role teaches could be that of just manners, showing manners. You know, you show manners by respecting others, taking the time to show respect. And that's taught throughout our lives in many different ways. If you don't know how to act in certain situations, haven't really learned the proper course of action, well, that's really what manners are. When you go to a restaurant, how do you act? I mean, I'm sure we've all experienced behavior that doesn't make it enjoyable to go to a restaurant. Not always just from children. Parent, you know, you can be out for a meal and somebody wants to smoke a cigar or get loud and drink a lot of alcohol. I mean, that's not good manners. That's not thinking about others. And as fathers, as parents, as members of a family, manners are an important thing to focus on, to reflect upon how our fathers taught us manners, how we learn these things. You may have a lot of different M's that would work for you. You know, one thing that a father can always say is, go ask your mom. I'm sure every father has done that, or and that's important too when you think about it, because you're a team. You're building a team. And the danger of that is not being involved and just letting mom handle everything. That becomes a problem. Fathers have to guard against that, because moms are very good at that, especially with children, of the best ways to reach children and know that. As fathers, we do have to, and I know I have to especially, that doesn't mean, well, let mom worry about it. Don't, you know, I'm too busy to worry about it. But that's an important thing to remember, and build that teamwork and working together and supporting the roles that are set out for family and for a godly family. I don't know if we've covered all of these different letters, but I'd like to take a little time to, you know, look at some of the things that are important regarding that. Under the letter F, of course, a father is to be a foundation builder. A foundation for the family, a foundation for the future lives that the children in the family will grow up and live. He has to focus and emphasize the foundations that are important. That lesson is taught to us, of course, in God's Word many times. In the book of Matthew, there's a specific scripture I was looking for regarding the foundation. In Matthew chapter 7, in verses 24 to 27, it talks a little bit about the foundation. Matthew 7, and we'll look at verses 24 to 27. Building on the rock, an important thing that a father is to encourage. When you think about a foundation, it's a foundation for growth. It's a foundation for support of a project, a big project. So a foundation builder is the first step for future planning. Another important role that a father teaches is to teach his children, to teach his family, a plan for the future, look for the future. Set goals. That is a tool fathers have, and to work together as a team in supporting those goals, those foundations. And if you're going to succeed with the goals and with an overall project, you have to have a solid foundation. In here in Matthew 7, and in verse 7, I'm sorry, that's another one I have, Matthew 7, 24 to 27. We're speaking about the foundation. Says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine, this is the teachings, the instructions of Jesus Christ, and he does them, or he puts them into action. You can put that under A, actions. I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Verse 26, but everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. So the foundation is not on solid ground. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. That's a lesson I remember hearing from many, many different places, but also my father instilled that, you've got to build on a solid foundation. You learn those lessons as you grow as a child. But the importance of that foundation, the importance of future plans, also in this we see, you have to be diligent and focus on those plans to succeed. There's so many lessons that you can put into these letters that we learn, and that it's part of a father's role to teach. And today we're just reviewing a few things. We're reflecting upon important principles that they don't just apply, of course, to fathers, but a father has specific responsibility to pay attention to those points, to give them. Another important point under F would be forgiving. I remember many times, and not just involving just myself, but in the family, there's forgiveness required. One of the first lessons young children learn is to say, I'm sorry. And they learn to forgive when it happens to them. When you look at how important forgiveness is in future life, and how an important skill that is to not bear grudges, to not seek revenge. Many, many lessons hinge upon being able to forgive. And that's a lesson that fathers have to be forgiving, and fathers have to teach forgiveness. In Psalms 86:5, there's a teaching about forgiveness. Psalms 86, verse 5, for you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive. The perfect example of the Father's role is described here. You, Lord, are good and ready to forgive, and abundant in mercy, so that you can add that under an M. These are traits, as I mentioned at the start. What we try to instill in the role of a father are the traits, the godly traits, the perfect example following that example. Forgiveness is one of those important points. Under the letter A, we've covered some things, but one of the things that is important is to ask, to teach, to ask. There's kind of a running joke about asking directions and how men don't like to ask directions and look for, help when they probably need it. And it's true, it's not always easy to ask. You'd rather solve the problem yourself. You would rather do that. But one of the father's roles is to teach, to ask. That's where we were in Matthew 7, and I gave you the wrong verse, Matthew 7:7, where we're told about asking, seeking, and knocking. Matthew 7 and verse 7, it tells us, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. I mean, when we ask, we're communicating. We're asking. And here it is an example that we see we're given when we approach God, when we need God's help, we ask, we seek, we knock, we diligently pray for that help, for that need. And that's a skill that Father's role is to teach to his children, to his family, asking, seeking, knocking, following those roles. We talked a lot about different lessons under the letter M, managing, morals, money, manners. You could add many, and maybe your father's put specific things to you that would fit that, that I haven't thought at. There's meekness. There's maintaining or maintenance, how to take care of things, how to take care of your responsibilities. Another important part under M is memories. It's a father's role to create those positive memories, the positive opportunities, an important thing. Under the letter I, we've already talked about instructing. There are many, many things. You know, iniquities. What's wrong to do? That would be an iniquity. You can talk about, imagination, building imagination in your children. Keep the vision of God's kingdom. An important thing we try to keep. But we try to teach imagination, setting goals, things that you would like. An important eye that fathers try to build, that tries to use influence, is that of integrity. Not just being good to be seen by others, because that's what you are. Teaching integrity is an important role of a father. And of course, that's emphasized by the example, by the actions that the father sets. The greatest teacher of all, is experience, and also the great, you learn by examples, and to teach these things, to instill these principles, and the father's role, the example is so important. Instilling confidence, we talked about. We talked about love, and we talked about laughter. There's also loyalty, being loyal, responsible for what you say. There's also the legacy, what example you are setting, what your actions leave behind. Fathers try to teach that responsibility. Does your name stand for a good worker, hard worker, honest person? Or does it stand for wrong things? We talked about language skills. We talked about listening. And under the wife or family, there are, of course, many things that families teach. I wrote down one, yes starts with why. One of the pictures I remember that were given to us as a gift when we were young parents by other young parents, but it was who were very artistic, and they put together a plaque about being positive. If your child hears yes and positive side, then they will grow up to be positive. If they constantly hear no, then that becomes a problem. That becomes a negative outlook, a negative thing. That's my paraphrase. It was much more poetic than that, and a gift I remembered. And try to apply, to be positive, to be yes. Unfortunately, there's a teaching now to never say no to a child, and it doesn't work well, and we know that from discipline. But it is important to look for a way to say yes, especially when children are struggling or having problems. It's easy for them to build the concept that that's just what I am, and I can't do that. And being able to be positive, to support the positive, not just, well, don't make that mistake, don't do that, but when you have a chance to point out the positive, the opposite of that, take advantage of that. That is one of the whys you can have. We talked about what's yours, what's mine. There's many other whys. I hope that everybody has all of their own memories, their teachings, their influence from a father, that they have their own. And it's important we do that. This message today is just taking a little time to reflect upon important concepts, important instructions, and maybe just remember the importance of family. You know, if your children fill out a chart for you fathers, things you say, things you remember, it may be helpful. It may help communication. It may work out. It may be a positive thing. God desires healthy, happy families. We all desire healthy, happy families. It's one of the greatest rewards, the greatest joys in life. It does take a lot of work. And as we saw here in God's Word, it's very important to God. God cares for families. He is seeking godly offspring, and He is working with each and every one of us. We also realize that there is no perfect set way. We're all human. We could spend many sermons listing faults, problems that we all have, wrong ways to do things. But the important thing is to learn the positive principles, to apply them, to rejoice in the opportunities that God gives us. One thing, and it's been a season for my family of experiencing loss in loss of fathers, loss of brother, deaths occurring. Many of our families are going through that. It's part of life. God gives us opportunity to have advantages. And one of the saddest things that you feel, or I feel, as we go through the experiences is not taking advantage of the opportunities, or even realizing and appreciating the time we had together, the opportunities we have together. So as we think about a father's role, let's take time to remember the importance that God gives us of that father's role, and of working together to build happy families and building godly families.